Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday, Packers' final day of practice prior to the game with the Browns on Saturday, Christmas Day. They'll have off Friday. We won't hear from anybody, but we'll hear from Matt LaFleur and a few others this afternoon. But right now, it's time to hear from you fine folks about anything and everything when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, because it's what we do here at Cheesehead TV, including the news last night that Packers have three brand spanking new Pro Bowlers. Well, most of them aren't new because they've been there before, but it's obviously Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and Kenny Clark. Kenny, first time he was voted in as a starter, so congrats to him. Obviously, I believe this is Devontae's seventh or eighth time. Rodgers has done it 10. Old hat for those guys. But great to be have those guys in and have them recognized. There were a handful of other alternates as well. I know a lot of people are talking about, I saw on Twitter last night about Devondre Campbell being a snub, and I would agree just for his level of play. I think he is absolutely worthy of being a Pro Bowler, but you guys know it's a popularity contest. It's about name recognition. I think now if they find a way to keep Campbell around in Green Bay, he will undoubtedly make it sooner rather than later once he settles into a team and a scheme and puts up these kind of numbers and this production for a few years. I think bouncing around Atlanta, Arizona, then Green Bay probably hurts his name recognition a little bit. Doesn't put him in front of mind. But if he plays with Green Bay a year or two more on national TV a lot, I think you'll see him get recognized. Again, that's not to say his year wasn't worthy of a Pro Bowl vote, because it absolutely was. One thing I pointed out on Twitter last night, and I want to expand on it a little bit here. I don't really need to expand on it, but I do want to mention it, is I find it pretty interesting that last year the Packers had seven Pro Bowlers voted in first team, and this year they're down to three. Four of last year's starters in the Pro Bowl have spent a good chunk of the season on injured reserve or on the sideline with injury, and yet the Packers sit here with 3 weeks left with the best record in the league. That is obviously a testament to the play of Aaron Rodgers. You have to have a quarterback to win in the NFL, but it is also a testament to Matt LaFleur and the job he's done. And of course, you got to give Goody a shout out for providing the depth and finding the talent to make it work. I mean, the fact that they are down four starters along the offensive line and still putting up 30 points a week is pretty damn impressive. But yeah, you got to give Matt credit on this one. This is, as he has said himself, the first year he's really had to deal with major injury issues. And I think he's done a damn good job of charting those waters, so to speak. So that was something that I really kind of noticed last night when, you know, last year we were very much expecting a long list of names to be named to the Pro Bowl from Green Bay. And that did happen last night. I'm not going to say it was anticlimactic, because I don't think many people are waiting with bated breath about the Pro Bowl players, but it was noticeable that they don't have that many this year, and they're still the best team in the league. That's in large part due to their coach. That's all I needed to say about that. Good morning, everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Vince starts us off with a super chat. Would love to see Rodgers win his back-to-back MVPs. Lord knows those eyes are about to turn red like the T100. I think it's T1000. Come playoffs in Lambeau. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Terminator style. Coming back. I like this idea. Sign me up. I'm all about it. Keith, thanks for the super chat. What are the most critical matchups against the Browns? That's a good question. It's a tough one to answer because of the precarious nature of the Browns roster at the moment. Between COVID and injuries, it's really hard to tell who's going to be playing for Cleveland. I would say, number one, it's Myles Garrett against most likely Yosh. He'll undoubtedly be given some help. I think they'll bounce him around a little bit, so probably both tackles, Kelly and Nyman. But he's dealing with Myles Garrett is dealing with a hamstring injury, and it's not even a given that he'll play. So, but to me, that is a number one. He is, as Matt calls him, a game wrecker. He's a guy who can absolutely wreck everything you're trying to do on offense. Clowney on the other end, another guy that, you know, the Packers have familiarity with, at least. He's another guy, an athletic freak that can give you trouble. I think to me, that's going to come down to Aaron Rodgers getting the ball out of his hands quickly, much like he did against the Rams a few weeks ago. Because, you know, as well as those guys are playing up front, that is a total mismatch for Cleveland. So staying ahead of the sticks, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quicker than passing game, I think is a big, big key. for Saturday. If, again, if those guys play, but who knows? TKM, thanks for the super chat. Happy holidays to you, Nags, Corey, and all the Cheesehead TV casting crew, Pappies in 2022. Thank you, TKM. Good to see you at your post. David, thank you for the super chat. My New Year's resolution is seeing Big Dog hoist the Lombardi like Reggie White. That's an awesome image. Thank you for putting it in my head. I'm going to be thinking about it from now until February. I love it. That is awesome. What else we got? Pat, thanks for the super chat. Happy Festivus, Packers fans. I know Spotted Cow gets all the love in this chat, but give me all the Moon Man this weekend. Cheers. Pat, you cannot go wrong with Moon Man, Two Women, anything from New Glarus. I haven't had a bad beer from them yet. Salute to that. Moon Man is good stuff. No doubt about it. What else we got? Can the Packers franchise Adams even if over the cap? No. They have to be within the structure of the cap. Moises, thanks for the super chat. Will Ja Money be back to lock down Justin Jefferson? I think there's a chance he plays in that game. I don't know to what extent. They have to activate him by the 28th or lose him for the rest of the year. And I tend to think he'll be back in a rotational basis, but I don't know if he'll be, you know, just insert player here. He's missed a lot of time. As I always say, it's not Madden. You don't just switch the roster and go. I think they'll ease him in, but I do think he'll be back for that game. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. By the way, the we almost lost to a backup QB argument some people make is only relevant if he is playing like a backup QB. Huntley was lights out. He played well. He absolutely played well. No question about it. I asked Joe Barry about his running ability, maybe catching them by surprise, which shouldn't have. But he gave him props as well. That kid played very well. And I think he's played pretty darn well in the limited time he's had to play this year when Lamar Jackson has missed time. He's got talent. No question about it. But, the whole – anyone saying you almost lost to a backup, almost you can stop at the word almost. They didn't. All that matters is getting the W. Zero things beyond that are relevant. And they got it. Accidental Hero, what's up, man? Merry Christmas, Snags. Thanks for all your great work. Thank you. Thanks for checking it out. Good to meet you at the meetup the other week. Steel Driving Crew, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Raji got snubbed again from the Pro Bowl. Raji, yeah, they should have a retro Pro Bowl. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Who cares about Pro Bowls? I don't want to see them play in that game anyway. Super Bowl is the only valuable bowl. Like I said, it's a popularity contest, and most people do not care, but some people are interested, and I know guys who have Pro Bowl clauses in their contract are definitely interested. No question about that. I would rather see Rodgers win the Super Bowl MVP, Robin. I think most of us would count ourselves in that group. Do we know the outlook on Elton? He's done for the year, Patrick. He'll be back next year, hopefully. Sooner rather than later. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Happy holidays to Cheesehead TV and the Packers. Go Pack Go. Thank you, Brad. Good to see you, man. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Happy holidays to everyone at Cheesehead TV. Where's the best place to play daily fantasy? I'm kind of two minds of this because I do like my boy Josh over at Underdog. I want to give them a shout out, but I also want to give daily fantasy players a shot to check out DraftKings. Hey, look at that segue. You can play fantasy, but you can also download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's what you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Make sure you do that, folks. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Cheesehead. That's what you want to do. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Yo, Nags, first date in 15 years tonight. Advice? Man, you don't want my advice. Do anything I've ever said publicly about dating, do the opposite. And you should be good. Good luck, man. Just be yourself. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Hi, how many questions about 69 did I miss? Not what this is your. You are literally the first one. Interesting. Yeah, no, nobody's asked. Justin, any word on insert injured player here? Yeah. No updates on anybody. How's that? Julio, thanks for the super chat. Can I and my nephew Diego get a shout out from Brazil? We're going to smash some Browns ass. Go Pack, go. Julio, what's up? Hope you and your nephew Diego carrying the G down there in Brazil. Good to see you guys. Go Pack, go. Hope you're well. Do you take your kids to Rockefeller Center for skating during Christmas? Robin, I have. It's a nightmare, but I've done it when they were younger. But now they want nothing to do with it. We go into the city and we enjoy the decorations, go through Central Park. Maybe we'll get some snow. I doubt it, though. But yeah, we used to do a lot of that when they were younger. But now they're just, I offer, like, you guys want to go ice skating or something? No. It is a total nightmare. There's a billion people. And especially now with COVID, it's all good, man. We'll pass. It's all right. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Huntley reminded me of what Kaepernick did to us. 2-point stop reminded me of 1966 stop against the Cowboys that led to Super Bowl number one. Man, Ed, that's a memory you got right there. I don't know if it was quite Kaepernick-esque, but he was tough to get down. There's no doubt about that. And he did get the edge way too much and create lots of yardage and plays where there shouldn't have been any. So in that regard, pretty similar, no doubt. Billy Turner, nothing on Billy Turner yet. Oz, you're hilarious. If 17 is getting triple coverage in 2021, could you imagine the coverages against Janice nowadays? That's great. Quinn, Nags, what concerns you most of the team over the next 3 weeks? I don't have any concerns. The best team in football. And my old adage is, anybody who's watched me over the years knows, I don't worry about football. I worry about my kids. But as far as things I think they could do slightly better, they've really had some issues with mobile quarterbacks the last couple weeks. And I'm not really sure who's going to play for Cleveland, but I don't think they really have to worry about that this week, or actually the next couple weeks. But in the playoffs, that's something that could potentially expose them on defense, and they have got to get that right. They did a really good job against Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, as far as maintaining their rush lanes. That was a few months ago. Now it's like Rashawn's probably the biggest culprit, but they've all done it. All four of their outside backers have done this, you know, trying to crash inside to get to the quarterback, but leave a wide open lane for him to escape. Now, some of the times they're running a stunt or a game, and I get that, and things happen. But these aren't just on straight four-man rushes. You can't give up the edge like that. They kept doing it against Baltimore, and it was driving me insane. That's something that needs to get corrected. There's no doubt about it. Accidental hero. I worry about special teams more than I worry about my children. You guys are hilarious. Any updates on Brady Papinga's availability? He's available on Twitter. Getting hit with COVID is my concern. A very real concern. No doubt about it. What kind of dog are you buying Olive for Christmas, and why will its name be Big Dog? I think I'm going to have like the smallest dog possible because I live in a tiny place, but I am going to name it Big Dog. That's good. We got some super chats here. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Any Run the Damn Ball merch coming to Cheesehead TV? It'll happen. It's got to happen, like, I don't know, maybe it'll happen this season. We'll see. Chris, thanks for the super chat. My Apple weather forecast said it may snow today here on Long Island. Probably not. Hopefully not. It's all sunny here in Queens. I don't know what's going on over there in Long Island, but it doesn't look like snow here. Snowing in Green Bay today, but looks like no chance on Christmas. Well, that's too bad. Speaking of COVID, how many Browns are coming back for Saturday? Watch Browns.com. sure they get a couple people back, but then they have a couple. I know they just had another handful of defenders go on the list. So, man, they're juggling. They're juggling over there, no doubt about it. That dog is going to be a complicated puppy. How about a timeouts are for losers t-shirt in the merch shop? No, no. We're not gonna rile coach up like that. Hey, mad props to Matt. Props to Matt for owning it. That was big of him. Green Bay really needs Clark against this O-line and Chubb. I mean, they need Clark regardless. Coach said there's a good possibility he's back, but we'll see. Hopefully, he'll be ready. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. They're a physical group up front. There's no doubt about that. David's got it. Brandy, I saw your question last time the Packers played on Christmas, 2011. Was that a Bears game? I seem to recall. It was in Lambeau, I think. Get a bulldog, Nags. I have two of them. You can walk them a block, and they are good for the day. Nice. I like it. What happened to Packer Man this year? Is he available? He's at the studio, and I'm doing watch parties at home. So, you know, just poor little Ton all on his own, just hanging out. Packers give me a reason to ignore my in-laws. I love it. All right, everybody, I'm going to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day right here on Cheesehead TV. Please, please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Deshaun Perry with a last-minute super chat. With all the O-line injuries, 12's best season? One of them. 2016 is the best stretch of play I ever saw him have, that run the table period. And you got to remember, he was not lights out at the beginning of the year, but given what's going on in front of him, yeah, it's one of his best. No question about it. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.